Former and current commission staff members told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution Ethics Commission head Holly LaBerge ordered documents in an investigation stemming from Deal's 2010 campaign removed from state files. They also said LaBerge met with top Deal aides during the probe. The article follows two pending lawsuits against the state, one by the former head of the Ethics Commission, who had her salary cut and claimed she was pushed out after looking into complaints against Deal. Steve Henson is Democratic Senate Minority Leader.
These are serious concerns. I mean, when you have an ethics commissioner who is removed from her office because she wants to investigate the governor, or apparently for that reason, and then another ethics commissioner comes in and there's allegations of inappropriate actions, it is disheartening to me and disheartening to my constituents.
Henson also renewed the call for an independent ethics commission. Meanwhile, the governor blasted the AJC.
They fail to recognize that all of these allegations, which are totally unsubstantiated and primarily are false, they fail to realize that staff are not the ones who make decisions at the Ethics Commission.
Deal says the commission has the final say. The governor also claimed not to know LaBerge and says his aides did meet with the commission, but it was in regards to legislative ethics reform. Instead, Deal claims the allegations are related to the lawsuits pending against the state, because the staff members who spoke to the AJC were also deposed in court. In July, the State Ethics Commission cleared Deal of any major wrongdoing and said Deal had to pay around $3,300 related to technical defects in campaign finance disclosure reports. And a state inspector general found no evidence that Deal sought to ouster two top ethics commission officials. The AJC says it stands by its story. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.